You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds, Adam Lallana to score and Liverpool to win, was 23-20, now 6-4. Gylfi Sigurdsson to score and Swansea to win was 20-1 and now 25-1. Derek, 1-1 draw for Liverpool last weekend against Manchester United. I thought they missed Sadio Mane in that match because United were putting a little bit of pressure on in the second half. Went route one, brought Mauro and Fellaini on, had Zlatan Ibrahimovic obviously up front. But Liverpool not quite as successful on the counter-attack as they might have been with Mane in the lineup.
Yeah, they had a few chances, Liverpool. It was a perfect game for Liverpool, to be honest. They looked weary in the second half and they were under a lot of pressure. But that's the kind of game Liverpool should have loved, you know, the chance to counter and break. And it just didn't seem matter. They seemed to lose a little bit of their zip in the second half. I mean, Swansea have got to be a lot more to their liking than United at Old Trafford, obviously. But I've looked at this, you know, and I've decided two things. It's either going to be 8-0 for Liverpool or 2-2. Because it's just one of those fixtures that you think, well, Liverpool should win this. But they've had a lot of games recently and they're 2-9. I know it's only Swansea and Liverpool have polished off, you know, opposition like this on a regular basis at Anfield, apart from when West Ham pitched up a couple of weeks ago and it was 2-2. I feel uneasy about backing Liverpool at 2-9. You know, when you see that price, it's only for the big hitters. Then you look further down the list on the Hills website and Liverpool to win and both teams to score is 13-8. Now, that seems a ridiculously big difference. You know, 2-9 and 13-8, I'm going to have to go for that because I can see Swansea scoring, to be honest, because they do score even though they get tonked an awful lot of times. They do manage to find the net, especially, and this Liverpool defence is not convincing anybody. But I don't think they're going to score enough to stop Liverpool winning. And I don't mind backing 13-8 losers. I despise backing 2-9 losers, even though I do it on a regular basis. So that's where I'm going for. Liverpool to win and both teams to score. 13-8.
That is a bet, Tom, as well, in the last 6 months that has been profitable when deciding on the on what bet to go for in Liverpool matches. Liverpool to win and both teams to score at 13-8 for Derek. One stat that jumps out at me here as far as Swansea are concerned, Tom, is that 4-0 loss last weekend at the Liberty against Arsenal, that was the 11th time this season they've conceded three or more goals in a game, which is a damning statistic. It's really poor. Swansea, they capitulate.
Well, they do, and, you know, you can't underestimate the absence of Ashley Williams. You know, I wasn't his biggest fan, but it was no doubt the presence he had on the pitch. And it's no surprise that Paul Clement has talked this week, and I'm sure he's trying to make a move for John Terry. He's talked about getting that kind of player into the team. If they've got any chance of staying up, they need some leaders. You know, the recruitment that he's done already has not been bad. There seems to be a little bit of positivity about Paul Clement's arrival. And there's no doubt, I think, with a week on the training pitch, we'll see a better Swansea side. But I don't think we'll see a Swansea side that is suddenly going to be able to get a result at a place like Anfield. And he's not going to be able to sort out all the defensive issues straight away. The problem is with Swansea is there's been a neglect there, hasn't there? You know, like they've sold their better players year in, year out. They've failed to replace them with anywhere near the kind of quality. And I think they just the malaise that was there, they just expect to kind of keep doing what they were doing and changing managers. It was just never going to happen for them. And they still had quite an ageing defence. So I think Swansea will get better. I'm not saying they're going to stay up, but I think we'll see an improved performance from them for sure. And I think Paul Clement will have to focus on the defensive side of things. Now, look, he's coming up against a team that, as we know, when they're in top gear and when they're playing well, even without Sadio Mane at the moment, they're a joy to watch and they're very difficult to deal with. And Liverpool have absolutely destroyed teams of Swansea's level, particularly at Anfield this season. I know they've had a few stuttering results, but on the whole, they've been scoring goals. And, you know, that bet you mentioned there, Dave, I think you were like a broken record at one stage this season, you know, every week, because it was you can't back their defence, but their attack is irresistible. I look at this one, there's one way I might look at it, and I look at Swansea, I quite like Paul Clement. You know, people talk about his job he did at Derby, but there was a little bit more to it than that. I can look at Swansea maybe frustrating Liverpool here, and I can look at the double result draw Liverpool at 7-2. You know, Liverpool aren't in great form, there's no question about that. And will Swansea have enough, you know, to maybe see them off to half-time and maybe keep things a little bit tighter? But ultimately, Liverpool are going to come through. So I don't mind the draw Liverpool at 7-2. But I can't look past Adam Lallana. I think he's been sensational this season. He scored as many goals as he has got assists, which is a lot. And 6-4 for him to score in a Liverpool win is not bad at all. I'm unsure about the scoreline here. I mean, exactly like Derek, I think it could be. It wouldn't surprise you if the full-time score comes in and it's 5-1. 5-2, 4-1, whatever it might be. But equally, 2-0, maybe even 1-0, that won't shock you either, would it? But Liverpool get over the line. But I'm going to take a punt on Adam Lallana to find the back of
it. Just a quick one, you mentioned Ashley Williams there. Until about a week ago, you'd have said, like, name a signing who, when he left the club, damaged two clubs. Because obviously Swansea were damaged, and he's been useless at Everton. I don't know, and Everton, you know, had a good word to say about him until last week. He had a decent game against City. So, I just wanted to bring that up anyway to show how clever it was.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.